This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The police chief in Ferguson, Missouri has decided to step down. Thomas Jackson was the focus of much of the discussion and the unrest that followed the shooting death of Michael Brown this past summer. The resignation comes after a scathing report from the Department of Justice in which Attorney General Eric Holder said, among a good many other things, that Ferguson used its police force and its ticketing power as a revenue source. Can they possibly be the only city to do that? Marketplace's Nova Sappho looked into it.
Go ahead, I dare you, walk up to people in the street and ask them if police quotas exist. Try Los Angeles.
I believe they do have quotas. That's their main incentive.
Probably 90% of them. I don't have any statistics to back that up.
Well, at least half. They got to make money.
So do they exist? I called up law professor Beth Colgan at UCLA, who studies the issue. And she says, well,
there are different bits of evidence here and there, but I don't know of any sort of empirical analysis.
She says that's because our law enforcement system is decentralized and no one's measured what's happening everywhere. But there are clues.
If you look at the criminal and civil codes in any county or state, as a general matter, the use of fines and fees and costs is something that's pervasive around the country.
In Chicago, for instance, red light cameras reportedly generate $70 million in fines a year. And the tiny town of Randolph, Missouri, got into trouble a few years ago when the state found out that the town's budget came almost exclusively from highway traffic fines.
The problem here is really one of incentives.
Brian Jackson heads the Safety and Justice Program at the Rand Corporation. He says fines help local governments shore up budget holes, but he says a lot of municipalities haven't been careful about the potential consequences.
The question comes down to, you know, sort of how much is too much, and at what point does that start distorting the decisions of individual officers?
And the bigger question, says Jackson, is whether voters are willing to fund services their local governments provide through taxes instead. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.